Chapter 13. Lexi shoved the phone back in her pocket and turned to Cassie. I think we might have an interesting turn in the murder case. Cassie looked up, her body straightening, head cocked to one side.
From Jack?
Indirectly. Something he said. Cassie had stopped in the middle of icing a batch of cupcakes. She stared at Lexi with furrowed brows, her frosting-coated spatula high in the air. Lexi stepped closer to Cassie, dropping her voice to a whisper. I need to take another look in Westmore's office. In a few hours, he'll be doing the filming for the lead-in to the cupcake judging challenge. That will be the perfect time.
Lexi, that sounds dangerous.
I'll be careful. I just need a few minutes, and I think I know exactly where to look.
But what are you looking for?
Cassie asked. Out of the corner of her eye, Lexi saw Jake Ryan approaching their booth. I'll tell you later, she said, angling her head in his direction. They both watched Jake saunter toward them, his charming smile lighting his face.
Ladies, how goes the cupcake baking?
He craned his head to look at the cupcakes Cassie was frosting.
Good.
We're presenting two cupcake recipes that are really popular in our bakery back home. I think we are going to do really well.
I think you lost one of your competitors.
He nodded toward Aria Pierce's empty booth.
She packed up her bags and left in the middle of the night.
She did?
Lexi looked sideways into Aria's booth with narrowed eyes. Why would she do that?
Rumor has it she owed a lot of money to people who are pretty insistent on getting it back on time. I think she might have been afraid they would catch up with her.
Oh, well, she fell pretty far behind in the last challenge, so she wasn't much competition anyway.
Right. Corinne is your big competition now, I hear. We're pulling her in for questioning momentarily.
Lexi felt her heart clench. Jake was looking at her as if he thought she had mentioned the other baker on purpose to increase her odds of winning.
What about Peter Saunders?
Lexi still harbored hope that Corinne was innocent and that someone else had murdered the judge.
He's been cleared. Records show he was in his room when his wife was murdered,
Jake said. He turned his attention back to the cupcakes Cassie was working on. Tilting his head, he walked closer, bending down for a better look.
These cupcake papers, they're very nice. I haven't seen these before.
Lexi felt her heart swell with pride. Those are specialty papers I ordered for the contest. I wanted to make my cupcakes stand out.
It's funny you mentioned specialty paper. Amanda Scott Saunders had a piece of specialty paper clutched in her hand when she was murdered. It looked as if the murderer had ripped it out after she was killed.
Lexi gasped, her eyes growing wide. She remembered Nan saying how Corinne had mentioned something about a paper. Maybe Corinne really was the murderer. But if she was, where did Westmore fit in? Could they have been in on it together? Or maybe he wasn't even involved at all.
Is something wrong?
Jake was looking at her intently.
No,
she stammered. Should she tell him about the conversation Nance had overheard? Jake turned his attention back to her cupcakes.
Can I have one of those cupcake papers?
Lexi's mouth fell open.
Surely you don't think.
Jake smiled, touching her arm lightly.
Of course not. Well, but is one more clue that points in your direction,
he teased. Lexi felt her cheeks grow red as a flush of anger swept her body. She jerked her arm away. Stomping over to her supply rack, she grabbed a paper cupcake holder and thrust it out toward him. Here, take it.
Lexi, don't be mad. I can compare a sample and rule you out.
The puppy dog look on Jake's face as he reached for the cupcake paper did nothing to soften her anger. I understand, she said sharply. Now, if you don't mind, I have to finish baking these cupcakes. That is, if I'm not under arrest.
Of course not. Thanks.
He held up the paper, then turned and walked away.
She glared at his retreating back for a few seconds before returning to her work.
Sheesh. I don't know what to make of him, Cassie said.
Me neither. He acts friendly, but I get the impression he is watching me, waiting for me to trip up. That was interesting, what he said about the paper. It sure was. I kept thinking about how Nans heard Corinne say she had the paper. Nan seemed to think that paper was very important.
Maybe Corinne murdered Saunders to get the paper.
Whatever it is, Cassie offered. Lexi nodded. She was thinking the same exact thing. But if that were true, where did that leave Westmore? Lexi shifted into high gear. We better speed up the cooking. I want to be done in plenty of time to get to Westmore's office. I have a feeling the answers to some of our questions are in his locked filing cabinet. Nick hurried down the plain tiled hallway of the police station towards interrogation room 3. Jake fell in beside her, rushing to keep up. Did you let a hint drop to Lexi about the paper? Nick asked. Jake nodded.
I could tell by her reaction that it hit a nerve. She tried to pretend like it didn't, but she knows something. Funny thing is, she was using some specialty cupcake papers for her contest entry.
Nick stopped, turning to Jake.
Do you think it's the same paper?
Her papers were colored, and the one in the victim's hand was off-white. I took a sample and handed it off to the lab for a comparison.
Good. Keep Stiles and McManus on her. I want to know where she goes and what she does.
Nick continued on toward the interrogation room. Peeking through the window in the doorway, she could see Corinne Connors sitting at the table, her white-knuckled hands clasped tightly in front of her. Nick opened the door, sweeping into the room with Jake in tow.
Ms. Connors?
She nodded at Corinne. Corinne looked up, her wide eyes darting between Nick and Jake.
I don't understand why I'm here.
Nick heard Corinne's voice tremble and wondered if it was because she really was uncertain as to why she was there or whether she was afraid they had discovered she was the murderer.
We have some questions regarding an incident in Bakery Battles Stadium that we think may be related to the murder of Amanda Scott Saunders.
Nick's eyes narrowed as she watched Corinne's reaction.
What's that got to do with me? I wasn't involved in any incident, Corinne said, blinking rapidly.
Nick opened a manila folder, producing an enlarged copy of the picture of the sabotaged cake Lexi had sent to Jake. She slid it across the table to Corinne.
Recognize this?
Corinne's brow furrowed.
No.
Someone did this to Lexi Baker's wedding cake for the wedding challenge competition. Someone clearly wanted to either cause her to lose the contest or back off from looking into the murder.
Corinne gasped.
You think I did that?
You won the challenge, didn't you?
I won that contest fair and square. I would never ruin someone else's cake to win a challenge.
Corinne's eyes were blazing, her chin high in the air. Nick leaned across the table.
Well then, maybe you can explain why we found glitter around the sabotaged cake. The same glitter that was on the cake you won the contest with.
Corinne's face crumbled. Covering her face with her hands, she burst into tears.
I only wanted to look at it.
She wrenched out the words between sobs.
So you were there.
Nick sat back in her chair.
Yes, but I only wanted to look at her cake to see what I was up against. I didn't do that to it.
Corinne jabbed her finger at the picture of the cake.
Nick cocked an eyebrow at Jake. Could she be telling the truth?
So the cake looked fine when you saw it? Corinne sniffed, wiping her eyes.
Yes. I only wanted to sneak a peek at the competition. I know it was wrong, but I swear I didn't ruin Lexi's cake.
What time were you in the kitchen?
Corinne bit the inside of her cheek. I'm not sure. I think it was around 7.
Did you see anyone else?
Yes. Corinne brightened. As I was leaving, I saw Evan Westmore coming down the aisle. When he saw me, he kind of hesitated, but then I gave him a little wave and turned off onto a side aisle.
Nick exchanged a look with Jake. Corinne's eyes narrowed.
You don't think Westmore would have done it, do you?
Well, he didn't have a cake in the competition, so if he did, I can only think of one reason why he would have,
Jake said. Nick looked at Jake, nodding her head towards the door.
Excuse us for a minute, Ms. Connors.
Corinne nodded, watching the two detectives exit the room. Nick leaned her shoulder against the door and looked back in at Corinne.
Do you think she's telling the truth?
Jake rubbed his forehead.
I don't know. We did see Westmore going in there that night on the video, so she is telling the truth about that part.
A noise at the end of the hall caught their attention. Nick and Jake turned to see the short, stocky Detective Morse standing with a sheet of paper in his hand.
Detective Stone, I have the lab report back on the paper. And the report on the paper you sent in, too, Detective Ryan.
Nick raised her eyebrows. Was the cupcake paper a match?
No. Similar stock, but not a match. So that rules out the paper being one of Lexi Baker's cupcake liners. But it doesn't necessarily rule Baker out as the murderer,
Jake said.
Were you able to find out where the paper was purchased?
Nick asked.
Yep. And also who purchased it.
Nick and Jake exchanged an excited look.
Who?
They said in unison.
It was purchased online from a custom paper supply in New York about a week ago by Evan Westmore,
Morse said.
Westmore, Nick said, biting her cheek. Wait a minute. I think I might have an idea of what's going on now.
She started down the hall, then, turning back, she barked,
Morse, you let Corinne Connors go. Ryan, follow me. We have a few things to check out about Evan Westmore and the bakery battles competition.